إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you at this present moment. We're going to read inshallah ta'ala about a very important topic, as we are in these blessed days of Ramadan, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great ni'mah, the ni'mah of fasting and all the khair and the good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us in this blessed month of fasting, this blessed month of Ramadan. Ramadan شهر الصبر. Ramadan is the month of patience, in which we learn patience. يقول الشيخ الدكتور عبد الرزاق ابن عبد المحسن البدر حفظهم الله: إن الصبر هو الأساس الأكبر لكل خلق جميل والتنزه من كل خلق رذيل. He says patience is the foundation, is a great foundation to attain every beautiful, good manner. Patience. Likewise, patience is a great foundation that helps us to stay away from all despicable and wicked manners. You know, we're supposed to adorn ourselves with the good manners of Al-Islam. We should learn about the good manners of Al-Islam in the Quran, in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And we adorn ourselves with them. We act upon those good manners. Likewise, we should stay away from all base, despicable, ill manners. Patience help us. لماذا؟ لأنه حبس النفس على ما تكره وعلى خلاف مرادها طلبا لرضا الله تعالى وثوابه. Because patience is that you, when you subdue your nafs, you subdue your nafs from doing things that it dislikes. The nafs dislikes certain things, but it's good for it, and it loves certain things that are bad for it. That's when a person needs patience. Your nafs wants certain things, they are not pleasing to Allah, they are no good. Now you have to have patience and struggle against your own nafs. Your nafs wants to keep you away from certain things that are good for you. Now you're supposed to have another struggle. And you're doing all of this, seeking the reward and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We give an example. Attending classes like this is not easy. It needs patience. Somebody just want to go and lay down. Some people, his nafs tell him to go do something else. Now here where he comes, this gathering, is it good for you or not? Is it beneficial? If it's beneficial for you, then even something in you tell you, it's okay, nah, I'm going to go. Then you're like, no. You don't listen to your nafs. But you have to have some patience. The same way, you want to gather, you see yourself in a gathering of evil people, backbiting, haram is in that. Even though your nafs wants to stay, but you're like, no, this is no good for me. This gathering is not good for me. I got to go. Even maybe something in you, in your nafs, that pulling you to stay in that gathering, but then, since it is not good for you, you have to have patience. Because the nafs is pulling you, but you're pulling in the other side. Who's going to win? That's what we're going to learn today, inshallah ta'ala. وَالصَّبْرُ يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ الصَّبْرُ عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَعَنْ مَعْصِيَتِهِ وَعَلَى أَقْدَارِ اللَّهِ الْمُؤْلِمَةِ فَلَا تَتِمُّ هَذِهِ الثَّلَاثَ الَّتِي تَجْمَعُ الدِّينَ كُلَّهِ إِلَّا بِالصَّبْرُ. Included in patience is patience upon obedience to Allah, You gotta have patience to be obedient to Allah. To act upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires patience. Also patience to stay away from disobeying Allah. Those who don't disobey Allah, it's not because of their color of their skin. No, their nafs wants them to do something, but they're like, A'udhu billah, I can't do it. They're struggling, you just don't see it. Patience. It's not, oh yeah, why he's not listening to music? Yeah, because he's from the other country, they don't listen to music. It's not the case. It's not the case. That man is struggling, he has a fight within himself. And he's like, look, I gotta win. I can't let my nafs lead me to this. Especially Allah tells us, in the nafs ala ammaratun bisu. The nafs, one of the types of the soul that calls to evil. So the one who wants good for himself, he has to fight. Now you have a fight, you don't just, whatever your nafs tell you, you bismillah, let's do it. No. And also you have to have patience, enduring the painful things that happen to you as a result of the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh says these three things: to be obedient to Allah, and to stay away from disobeying Allah, and to accept the qadr of Allah. None of this can be achieved without patience. Patience is a main factor in all of, in each and every one of them. فالطاعات خصوصا الطاعات الشاقة كالجهاد في سبيل الله والعبادة المستمرة كطلب العلم والمداومة على الأقوال النافعة والأفعال النافعة لا تتم إلا بالصبر عليها وتمرين النفس على الاستمرار عليها وملازمتها ومرابطتها وإذا ضعف الصبر ضعفت هذه الأفعال وربما انقطعت. سبحان الله. The Shaykh Hamad Ta'ala says, for example, now he's giving example. As for actions of obedience, because remember he says that patience is a fact, is needed when you do actions of obedience to Allah. He says especially those painful and hard ones, such on the soul, they hard on the nafs, like jihad for the sake of Allah. Who wants to really put his nafs and his body and his wealth, huh? And don't know if he's going to come back or not? That's difficult. Another example he says, and those actions of worship that continues, not done once a day, not continuous, such as seeking knowledge. Seeking knowledge. Such as saying good things, all time. Not in the morning you say one good word, but then in the day, or whatever comes from your mouth, bismillah. No. Making sure that nothing comes from your mouth except the good. Actions. You don't do anything and you don't act upon anything except that which is good for you. Any action that is not good, you don't want it. None of these things could be achieved without patience. So therefore you have to subdue yourself. Train your nafs. You tell your nafs, look, it's not easy. I'm seeking knowledge. Yes, it's not easy. Many times you want to read and you start sleepy. Get sleepy, right? You get sleepy. As soon as you want to read a book or something, many plans, your nafs, shaitan, bring you. Oh, you didn't change the oil. Oh, you get a haircut. Oh, the kids. Oh, this. Oh, that. Many things come to you. You have to have patience. No, I got to finish this chapter. Okay? So you have to train your nafs. It's not just like open a book and close it. No. Finish it. That's the main thing. And finish it with A+. Not with C. You just barely passing. Now you have to gain benefit from that book or that CD or that class. Like here now. It's not going to do us no good if some of us here, they just sit in here. They hear, but their mind, I don't know where. No, you have, if your mind starts thinking about something else, that's where patience comes. Says, no, I'm here for a reason. I'm not here to think about iftar. I'm not here. I'm here to pay attention so I can get some benefit. It's always a struggle. It's a fight within yourself. A training. You train your soul until it gets in a track by itself. So now the Shaykh says, if patience is weak, the actions become weak, or people even give up. See? If patience is weak, person is very weak, he has no patience, cannot face the opponents. They give up. They weaken or they give up. وَكَذَلِكَ كَفُّ النَّفْسِ عَنِ الْمَعَاصِ. Likewise, keeping yourself away from sins and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَخُصُوصًا الْمَعَاصِ الَّتِي فِي النَّفْسِ دَاعٍ قَوِيٌّ إِلَيْهَا لَا يَتِمُّ التَّرْكُ إِلَّا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالْمُصَابَرَةِ عَلَى مُخَالَفَةِ الْهَوَى وَتَحَمُّلِ مَرَارَتِهِ. The Shaykh says, especially those sins that the nafs wants them so bad. Na'am, wants them so bad. You cannot leave these bad things that are not good for you without patience and without striving, without a fight for real. You can't just give him up like that. Even though the nafs wants it. When you stay, when that person stay with, for example, some people, music is nothing to them. They're like, subhanAllah, who listens to music? Music haram, a'udhu billah, astaghfirullah. That person don't listen to music. But another person, music is a big trial for him. It's a big trial, cannot live. You find him, don't drink alcohol, no music, no lying, no women, wal'iyadu billah, none of that. Music is a big problem for that person. Now the person who music is nothing, a'udhu billah, who listens to music? Astaghfirullah, a'udhu billah. Muslim listen to music? But he backbite people. But he backbite. Ah, oh, you see him? I don't know. Or he watch the haram. See? So that's what the Shaykh said. He said, for those who are struggling with any sin, that this, there is strong desire for it, they need patience. And they have to fight. Don't give up easy. And you have to go against your desires. If your desires lead you to something that is not good for you, then you have to fight and go against your desires. Of course, it's not going to be easy. But you have to do it. وَكَذَلِكَ الْمَصَائِبْ حِينَ تَنْزِلْ بِالْعَبْدِ وَيُرِيدُ أَنْ يُقَابِلَهَا بِالرِّضَى وَالشُّكْرِ وَالْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَا يَتِمُّ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِالصَّبْرِ وَاحْتِسَابِ الْأَجْرِ. Likewise, the calamities that befall a person, gets sick, his loved ones get sick, lost a family member that they love very much, lost their job, or lost their business, whatever the case is. Because the right thing, how we should deal with calamities, is that to be pleased with the qadr of Allah. To thank Allah and to praise Allah. That's the way. That's the right way. When you lose your job, you don't say, why me? And you fight and you don't come to the masjid like some people do. Oh, come to the masjid. Say, akhi, masjid. Akhi, masjid. You go to the masjid. Don't see what's going on? My car is stolen. You're telling me to go to Asr prayer? People, they do act like this. My car is stolen. And you're telling me that's it? That's the last thing on my mind right now, akhi. You go pray if you want to pray. Some people say things like this. La. You car stolen, you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You say, Alhamdulillah, khayran inshaAllah. May Allah put khayr in it. Because you never know what's going to happen to you in that car next time, you and your family. Never know. You say, Alhamdulillah, khayran, khayran inshaAllah. But this does not going to happen except with patience. And why are you patient? Because you already know the ayahs in the Quran and the ahadith in Bukhari and Muslim, Riyad Salihin, that talks about the great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have for those who are patient. And why are you patient? Because you know you're a servant of Allah and you know that Allah does what He wills. Okay, when it comes to the aqdar al-kawniyyah, the aqdar of Allah, that's it. When you get rains and you have a plan to take on this, and it rains and oh, now you cannot go for that picnic, why you get mad? Why you get mad? It's different when you cook some food and you put the plate and then you put a bucket of water and dump it on your food. You did that. No, and you shouldn't do that. But now it's raining. Alhamdulillah, you are planning to go for that picnic, you and your family, it start pouring. What do you do now? Get mad? No, say Alhamdulillah. Change your plan. Do picnic inside. There is inside picnic too. Don't know that? Say the same food is going to taste the same. Actually, maybe in the house you don't have to deal with mosquitoes and all that stuff. That's it. Say to your family, Alhamdulillah, we're still having a picnic, guys. Yeah, but it's raining. Alhamdulillah for rain. Rain is good. Allahu Akbar. All right, move this table, move these chairs, lay down that blanket, put the stuff. We're going to picnic right here in the house. Allahu Akbar. And we teach our children that we don't, because if our children are looking at us, it's raining, we can't go to no picnic. Okay, put that food in the freezer now. The kids are like, because of the rain. No, it's not because of the rain. Qadar of Allah, we are patient, walhamdulillah. أي نعم ومتى مرن العبد نفسه على الصبر ووطنها على تحمل المشاق والمصاعب وجد هذا هو الذي يعمل الفرق بين الناس وجد واجتهد في تكميل ذلك صار عاقبته الفلاح والنجاح وقل من جد في أمر يطلبه واستصحب الصبر إلا فاز بالظفر. Then the Shaykh Hafidhahu Ta'ala, he says, whenever you find a person, and this is for me and you, whenever one of us train himself upon patience. It takes a training, man. If you choose anybody who is good, has skills, man, where they get these skills from? Training. They went through some drills and training, and ask them. They just wake up one day and he's a big guy and he bench 600 pounds. No, a lot. It takes time, it takes efforts, and take training, and take consistency. And those people ask them many times, they want to give up, and they didn't give up. That's what makes a difference. Those who don't give up, they're the ones that make it to the finish line. In a course, in a race, a lot of people, they want to give up, because it's so difficult. They run out of breath, and it's difficult, it's painful. But then they're like, no, look, I got to make it to the finish line. And that's how they make it. Likewise. You want to be a student of knowledge? It ain't going to happen by you chilling. Now it's going to take some work, hard work, not just any work. جَدَّ وَاجْتَهَدَ. You have to be serious first in anything you want to do. Don't just go 30%. You want to do a job and you go 30%. You put 30% in it. You, just 30% of you in it, and you want 100% fruits. How is going to happen? Yeah. No, you're going to get in it 100%. You're serious about it. You're concerned. It says, I want this. This is good for me. Whenever you have this attitude, inshallah, you'll be successful by Allah's will. You'll be successful. You will make it, inshallah ta'ala. The Shaykh says, it is rare when you find a person serious, concerned, work hard, patience, and they don't make it. It's rare. Those who work hard, they get it. That's why it's a statement, the Arabs, they say, من جد وجد ومن زرع حصد. The one who work hard and continue working hard, he will find his goal one day. He may not find it today, might find it tomorrow, next week, next month, because he knows it's in Allah's hands, not his. And whoever, for somebody to harvest fruits, he has to plant something, you know what I'm saying? He got to put something in the land and work hard, irrigate, do some work around the plants when they come out, protect them. Then, inshallah, if Allah wants the fruits will come. But somebody just want to sit back and like, where's the tomatoes? You didn't put nothing. Where's the seed that's still in the bucket? Put the seeds first. And you should know what you're doing. Somebody, he just want to be students of knowledge, just like that, because they put his name on some flyers. Doesn't work like this. Now you got to put some work. And don't give up, because your nafs is going to call you to something, be pulling you, many things be pulling you apart. But you have to show some muscles, man. And you gotta fight. No, I can't. I gotta be here. That class of aqidah, I gotta make time for it. Oil change can come, can wait. This class cannot wait. Helping your parents, because it's ibadah. Huh? You gotta make time for your parents. Take time, make time for your family. Make time to visit the sick and the like. Barakallahu fikum. ثم قال الشيخ وإن شهر رمضان مدرسة عظيمة وصرح شامخ يستلهم منه العباد كثيرا من العبر والدروس النافعة التي تربي النفوس وتقومها في شهرها هذا وبقية عمرها. He says, and now, alhamdulillah, this month, this blessed month of Ramadan is a school, is a great institution that teach us a lot of good things. We should draw many lessons in Ramadan. But this only for those who pay attention, not those who fasting and that's it. Become like an ada, just a custom, an habit. No, you pay attention, you take your lessons, like you're taking notes. Same thing, somebody who in the class and paying attention, he's taking notes, whether in his mind, some people, alhamdulillah, they, mashallah, they try to remember, others, they have a notebook. Now, alhamdulillah, with technology, people have notepads, have phones, and they're taking notes. They're paying attention. Likewise, you take notes, take lessons from the month of Ramadan. Because Ramadan educates the nafs, purifies the soul. Ramadan put us on the right track. A lot of people on the right track in Ramadan, don't you see? A lot of people in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, they pray, they serious, they read more Quran, they don't backbite anybody, they mindful. Well, this is good. And then you say to yourself, I'm doing it. Why can't I do it in Shawwal? I'm doing it now. Okay? So if you're doing it now, you can do it next month, and the month after that, and the month. So when you pay attention, that's how you come with the benefit from the month of Ramadan. And in the rest of your life, be upon obedience. You can't even drink any water. Allahu Akbar. وإن مما يجنيه الصائمون في هذا الشهر العظيم والموسم المبارك تعويد النفس وحملها على الصبر. One of the greatest benefits that we gain, especially those who are fasting in the month of Ramadan, that you train yourself to be patient. ولذا وصف النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم شهر رمضان بشهر الصبر في أكثر من حديث منها ما رواه الإمام أحمد ومسلم من حديث أبي قتادة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صوم شهر الصبر وثلاثة أيام من كل شهر صوم الدهر. The Shaykh says that's why you find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has described this month, the month of Ramadan, as being the month of patience. شهر الصبر, the month of patience. In more than one hadith, from them is the hadith that collected by Imam Ahmad and Imam Muslim, رحمهم الله, on the authority of Abi Qatada radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, fast in the month of patience, this is meaning Ramadan, and 3 days out of every month, it's like you fast your entire life. Fast in the month of patience, which is Ramadan, and being consistent fasting 3 days out of every other month, the other months, it's like you fast your entire life. The ulama, they mention why, because now Ramadan is 1 month, and when you fast 3 days out of every month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you 10 times for each day. That's 30, that's like the whole month. So even though you eat in the other days, the 27 or 26 days, but then Allah reward you as though you fast the whole month. وأخرج الإمام أحمد عن يزيد بن عبد الله بن الشخير عن الأعرابي قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول وذكر الحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صوم شهر الصبر وثلاثة أيام من كل شهر يذهبنا وحر الصدر. Likewise, he mentioned the hadith that another hadith that fasting in the month of patience and 3 days take away all the illnesses of that in the chest and the breast. SubhanAllah, fasting. قال ففي هذه الأحاديث وصف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شهر رمضان بأنه شهر الصبر وذلك لأن رمضان يجتمع فيه أنواع الصبر كلها. He says in these narrations and the like of them, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم described the month of Ramadan as being the month of patience. He says that is because in Ramadan the three types of patience are included and gathered in Ramadan. الصبر على طاعة الله والصبر على معصيته والصبر على أقدار الله المؤلمة. All the three types of patience: patience upon obedience to Allah, patience to stay away from disobedience to Allah, and patience upon the painful things that happen to you as a result of the qadar of Allah. All of them are found in Ramadan. فرمضان فيه الصيام وفيه القيام وفيه تلاوة القرآن وفيه البر والإحسان والجود والكرم وإطعام الطعام والذكر والدعاء والتوبة والاستغفار وغير ذلك من أنواع الطاعات وهي تحتاج إلى صبر ليقوم به الإنسان على أكمل الوجوه وأفضلها. الله أكبر. For instance, Ramadan, you fast, you pray, and Taraweeh, long standing, recite the Quran, birr, you have to be good, nice, be generous with your wealth and food, be nice to your parents and dutiful to them, be nice to other people, dhikr Allah, remembrance of Allah, making dua, tawbah, istighfar, repentance, seeking forgiveness. And every single one of these actions of worship and actions of obedience to Allah, which is good for us, needs patience. If you want to perform them in the best way, not just do it in any way. You don't just fast in any way. No, you want to have the best fasting. You don't just stand in Taraweeh in any way. No, you want to make that Taraweeh the best. You recite the Quran, many people Quran. No, you want to have the best reward. People, mashallah, they talk to their parents, they spend some time, they're nice. You want to be nicer to your parents than others. Have patience. Because sometimes you want to read the Quran, but then your nafs call you to something else. Well, you put the mushaf and do something else. Where is the patience? Weak in patience. That's the problem. Weakness. It's not that the person don't like to read the Quran. They love to read the Quran. But why are they not reading it? It's different if they're not reading it because when he began to read, his mother called him. Now you go to... This is an act of obedience that have priority of the other. But somebody who put the Quran and watch a movie or watch a sports, that's different. Okay? وفيه كف اللسان يعني في رمضان فيه كذلك كف اللسان عن الكذب والغش واللغو والسب والشتم والصخب والجدال والغيبة والنميمة ومنع بقية الجوارح عن اقتراف جميع المعاصي وهذا يكون في رمضان وفي غيره والبعد عن هذه المعاصي يحتاج إلى صبر حتى يستطيع العبد حفظ نفسه عن الوقوع فيها. الله أكبر. الشيخ give examples to make it easy for us these points. He says رمضان, how we understand that the second type of patience, which is to stay away from disobeying Allah and stay away from sin, it's in Ramadan. Because in Ramadan, your tongue has to fast also. So no cheating, no lying, no lagh, no falsehood, no abuse, no slander. Okay? No arguing, no backbiting, no tail carrying. And likewise, in Ramadan, you refrain the rest of your limbs from anything that is haram. But this is not just in Ramadan, the Shaykh said. This is in Ramadan and outside Ramadan. All of these things, you stay away from them from Ramadan, outside Ramadan. But all of this, now you want to stay away from backbiting, slandering, abusing, arguing, fighting, all of these things. How? Patience. When somebody talks to you bad, and you can, not only that you can talk bad to him, you can put that person on the ground. But some people do that. Some people fight, start arguing, start saying bad things. But this person, he's like, no, I have to be patient, because the reward is in being patient. That's what makes a difference. Everybody can throw something and everybody can say bad things from his mouth. But the one who's not doing it, why? Patience. Because he knows he can say whatever he wants, but that's not what Allah wants from him. Allah wants him to say what is right. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. When he address the people, address them with the good manners, with the good things. So he can say, he can curse, he can abuse, he can slander, but he don't want to do it. It's not because he can't. No, because he shouldn't. Why? Patience. Aynam. So patience keeps the people away from falling into these despicable acts. And therefore we protect ourselves from them. وَرَمَضَانَ فِيهِ تَرْكُ الطَّعَامُ وَالشَّرَابُ وَمَا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِهَا ونفسه تتوق لذلك وكذلك حبس النفس عما أباحه الله من الشهوات والملذات كالجماع ومقدماته وهذا لا تستطيع النفس إلا بالصبر. Likewise, the third type of patience is to endure the pain and the hardship of the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we understand this? Because when you fast, you don't eat and you don't drink. Your nafs wants to eat, especially in a hot day, and you're thirsty and you pass by a nice cold water and you see and you're like, but you don't. You can't touch it. Yeah, you make water with cold water, but you don't drink it. You're going to take a nice cold shower, but you don't drink any water. Okay? You can shop for food, but you don't taste them. You don't eat. But whoa, and also the other permissible desires for those who are married. Why you leave all of these things? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command you. Allah decreed this to happen this way. Even though your nafs wants it, those who don't have no patience and they weak, they go and drink water. They go and eat. And they're like, hey, mashallah, it's America, brother. It's okay, what's going to happen to me? Nothing. See? But those who are patient, alhamdulillah, even though the nafs want something, but they're like, no, we do want it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاشْتَمَلَ رَمَضَانَ عَلَىٰ أَنْوَعِ الصَّبْرِ كُلِّهَا. So Ramadan includes all these types of patience. قَالَ ابْنُ الْقَيِّمْ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ وَالنَّفْسُ فِيهَا قُوَّتَانِ قُوَّةُ الْإِقْدَامِ وَقُوَّةُ الْإِحْجَامِ. Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, he says, the soul has two strengths. The strength that help you do things, because people when they want to do things, they find the strength. Right or wrong? Some people, man, they be laying on the ground. But when something happened that really their nafs want it, what they be doing? They find the strength, right or wrong? They find. If somebody is sick and like laying down and people told him, we go to the masjid. Ah, no, I'm tired. See? No strength. Tired. Can't you go? I just pray here. Then, 20 minutes they say, there is this rich person giving thousands of dollars outside, but you have to come out. If his nafs really wants money, what are you going to do now? Ah, you just go get it, guys. I'm just sitting here. No, he be crawling. Get out of my way. You sit. Get out of my way. I gotta go get me some. Why? When he find this strength now, where? Because the nafs wants that. That's why people be walking for the haram. They know it's haram, but they drive. People, they plan for it. They spend money. Because that's this strength that Ibn al-Qayyim is talking about. وَهُنَاكَ قُوَّةَ الْإِحْجَامِ. But there is also this strength that keep you away and refrain you. Like in a car. What you have? Who can give me the two things? The opposites in the car. We're talking about now. The brake and the gas. The acceleration and the brakes. If you want the car to go forward, what do? Push in some gas. Of course, you got to put it in the gear too. Right gear. Okay? And if you want to stop the car, what do? Push more on the gas? On what? On the brakes. If somebody has no gas and he's pushing, can he go somewhere? He has no strength, can go nowhere. Or somebody has no brakes and he's driving and then he wants to stop. He sees danger, wants to stop. Can he stop? Can't stop, he has no brakes. Likewise, ya akhwan. The nafs. You want to do something good, but you don't have this strength, you're not going to do it. You're going to hear all the announcement that some orphans in there, they need a family, their house caught in fire, and you have money, and you're just like, they're not talking to you. Because you don't have that strength that come from your heart. You know what I'm talking about? That push you to do the good. And now, we hear a lot of statements, a lot of commands, a lot of good in the khutbahs, in jumu'ah, but some of us benefit because of this strength. The nafs push them. Others, they don't have it, they keep hearing it, but they stay the same. Stay the same, they ain't moving nowhere. Like that car, it's right there in the parking lot, ain't going nowhere until they put some gas in it and they push on the gas. Likewise, somebody's going to do haram, but then at one time, they stop and they go back. They're not doing it because of the brake, that strength. Somebody has no strength, they keep going. They want to stop, but their nerves keep pushing them, but they have no resistance. Because what the resistance do to you? This is physics, by the way. Huh? I know. It's the counter reaction. Resistance. You resist. You want to keep going, but there is a resistance that slowing you down. At least, the least you can do is slow you down. قال فحقيقة الصبر أن يجعل قوة الإقدام مصروفة إلى ما ينفعه وقوة الإحجام إمساكا عما يضره. He says the reality of patience is that you use this strength. The strength that your nafs pushing you forward, you got to use it into that which is beneficial for you. Not whenever the nafs push you, you jump. No, you will stop and jump where? If it's water, alhamdulillah, when you know how to swim, jump. But you're on the 10th floor of some roof and your nafs tell you jump, you jump? You don't jump. See how it is? No, that strength that you have in your nafs, you use it into that which is beneficial. Anything that is good and pleasing to Allah, bismillah, run. The high gear. Likewise. The strength that pulling you back, you should use it into that so that you can pull yourself away from the haram, not from the masjid. Some people, look, they have, every one of us has these two strengths. But how to use it properly, that's what makes the difference. I know, people want to come to the masjid, but their nafs keep them away. But to go to the haram, they run to it. It should be the other way around. She puts the other way around. قال ومن الناس من تكون قوة صبره على فعل ما ينتفع به وثباته عليه أقوى من صبره عما يضره فيصبر على مشقة الطاعة ولا صبر له على داعي هواه إلى ارتكاب ما هو يعني سبحان الله. Now Sheikh Ibn al-Qayyim, he's going to mention different categories of people as related to these two strengths. He said, yes, some people, they are strong and they have patience and they use their strength of going forward upon obedience to Allah and this because it is stronger. But then, subhanallah, when it comes to staying away from the haram, they weak. They weak. Now I'm finding fast. He's in the masjid, reading Quran. Allahu Akbar. Always in the masjid. Classes. Huh? But then, when his nafs call him to some haram, easy, he doesn't check his brakes. He doesn't have those brakes to keep him away. He's doing good, alhamdulillah. Always in the masjid, early, in the classes, and all of this. But the Sheikh says, but this is the problem with this person. He has a good, one side is good, but then when it comes to what his nafs call him to, he has no resistance. He falls into that. that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَكُونُ قُوَّةَ صَبْرِهِ عَنِ الْمُخَالَفَاتِ أَقْوَى مِنْ صَبْرِهِ عَلَى مَشَقَّةِ الطَّاعَاتِ. Then he mentioned the second category of people, the opposite. Some people, they're strong. When their nafs call unto evil, to haram, they're strong, they're patient. Don't fall into that. But in the same time, they're weak when it comes to obedience to Allah. Very weak. Very weak. ومنهم من تكون قوة صبري عن المخالفات أي ومنهم من لا صبر له على هذا ولا ذلك. And then the third category of people who lack patience in both sides. No patience whatsoever. That's why they neglect the obedience and fall into disobedience just like that. قال وأفضل الناس أصبرهم على النوعين. He said, but the best of all these categories, the best of the people actually, is the one who has both patience. He has patience, which that strength of patience that helped them to be obedient, and they have the same strength of patience that keep them away from following what their nafs and their desires want them to fall into. قال الشيخ ابن القيم فكثير من الناس يصبر على مكابدة قيام الليل في الحر والبرد وعلى مشقة الصيام ولا يصبر على نذر محرمة. سبحان الله. Ibn al-Qayyim said, yes, you find many people, they go through hardship and they get up even though their nafs wants to sleep, but they get up for tahajjud. Doesn't matter, cold nights, hot nights, long nights, short nights, they gotta make tahajjud. They gotta fast, optional fast. But then, they're not patient when it comes to looking at the haram. They fall into that. They have all this patience. People are asleep, he's waking up. He's standing up to pray. People are eating, he's fasting Mondays and Thursdays. But then when a woman passed by, that's a problem for him. It's a trial, it's a fitna. Big fitna. قال وكثير من الناس يصبر عن النظر وعن الالتفات الى الصور ولا صبر له على الامر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر وجهاد الكفار والمنافقين بل هو اضعف شيء عن هذا واعجزه. He says likewise, you find a person, yes, he don't look at the haram, but he's weak when it comes to commanding good, forbidding evil, striving for the sake of Allah. Rather, this is something he's weak in this field. وأكثرهم لا صبر له على واحد من الأمرين وأقلهم أصبرهم في الموضعين. انتهى كلامه رحمه الله. قال الشيخ وقد أمر الله بالصبر وأثنى على الصابرين وأخبر أن لهم المنازل العالية والكرامات الغالية في آيات كثيرة من القرآن وأخبر أنهم يوفون أجرهم بغير حساب. And the Shaykh, he mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us with patience. نعم الله قال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا. Allah command us with patience. It's an order from Allah to be patient. And Allah praised those who are patient. And Allah informed that for the patience He has prepared high ranks in paradise. High ranks in paradise for those who are patient. In many ayats in the Quran. And Allah informed us that the patients, they will be rewarded in full. Subhanallah. Without limits. قال تعالى في سورة آل عمران verse 200 يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. O you who believe, endure and be more patient and guard your territory by stationing army units and the like permanently at the places from where the enemy can attack you, and fear Allah so that you may be successful. وقال تعالى في سورة البقرة آية 45 واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة. سورة البقرة آية 45 and seek help in patience and the prayers. And also in Surah Al-Baqarah, the ayat 155 to 157, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. But give glad tidings to الصابرون, the patient, who when afflicted with calamity say, truly to Allah we belong and truly to Him we shall return. They are those on whom are the salawats. They are blessed and will be forgiven from their Lord. And they are those who receive His mercy. And it is they who are the guided ones. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ الْبَقَرَةِ Verse 177. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And who are patient in extreme poverty and ailment, meaning diseases and the like, and at the time of fighting during the battles. Such are the people of the truth, and they are al-muttaqun, the pious. وَقَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي سُورَةِ الْبَقَرَةِ Verse 153. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Truly Allah is with الصابرون, the patients. His protection, His assistance, His help, His tawfiq. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ الزُّمَرِ سُورَةِ الزُّمَرِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayah 10, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابِ هَذَا فِي جَزَاءِ الصَّابِرِينَ. As related to the great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the patients, those who are patient, وَجَعَلِ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكُمْ مِنْهُمْ. He says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Only those who are patient shall receive the reward in full without reckoning. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهِ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says in the hadith that is in Sahih al-Bukhari, whoever is serious about practicing patience, Allah will give him patience. You just have to have it in you. You want, look, I know the benefits and the virtue of being patient. I'm going to try to be patient. And Allah will guide you to achieve that. وَحَسْبُكَ مِنْ خُلُقٍ يُسَهِّلُ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ مَشَقَّةَ الطَّاعَاتِ وَيُهَوِّنُ عَلَيْهِ تَرْكَ مَا تَهْوَهُ النُّفُوسُ مِنَ الْمُخَالَفَاتِ وَيُسَلِّيهِ عَنِ الْمُصِيبَاتِ وَيُمِدُّ الْأَخْلَاقَ الْجَمِيلَ كُلَّهَا وَيَكُونُ لَهَا كَالْأَسَاسِ لِلْبُنْيَانِ. So subhanAllah, he says, now the Shaykh, he mentions some of the benefits and the fruits of patience. Patience make the hardship associated with many actions of worship easy for you. Easy. Alhamdulillah. Some actions of worship, they are hard for certain people, but when they are patient, they become easy for them. Likewise, patience make it easy for you to give up what your nafs calling you to, from disobedience to Allah. The nafs call you to disobedience, you don't follow on that path. That saves you from a lot of trouble. Why? Patience. كذلك, in the times of calamities and trials, whether it's a decrease in wealth, in health, in families, in lives, in property, patience make it easy for you. Those who are not patient, they cry, scream, why me, why not, this, that. They keep talking about it, and they, subhanAllah, they go through a lot. The one who's patient, he says, Alhamdulillah, Allah give it to me, Allah took it, Alhamdulillah. I'm going to be patient as I am commanded. That's it. File is closed. Somebody said, you're not mad? No, I'm not. And don't start with me. Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. That's it. Naam. When you act upon the sunnah, people think like you're crazy. It happened to me once. Years, I lost my van. Finally, I find out one of the kids in the block is the one who broke into it. And we find it, alhamdulillah. But then I get up for Fajr, to go for Fajr, I couldn't find my van. I know where I park it every day. Then I couldn't find it. I went back in the house, said to my wife, the van is gone. That was like 10 more. No, it was 12 years ago. I said, the van is gone. She's like, maybe you didn't park it. I said, no, I know. She said, go around the block. I went 3 blocks around. No van. I said, it's gone. So I called a friend of mine. Alhamdulillah, he came and he said, call the police. I said, okay, we call the police. Why call the police? Only because we don't want, so whoever stole the car, we don't want, if they do anything about it, the police is like, why didn't you report it, right? I mean, we called them, they came. They came, but they didn't believe me. Because me and a brother, we were just, alhamdulillah, okay. You know? And they like, of course, this is after Salat, praying. He's like, they like, is it a joke, man? Is it, are you serious, your car? You reporting stolen van? I said, yeah. They're like, you're not mad or not. I said, why should I be mad? He's going to bring it back? They couldn't believe me. And I don't think they did anything about it because they didn't do nothing. But alhamdulillah, a day later, the same brother, he was going with another brother, rahimahullah. He just died before Ramadan, rahimahullah. They would arrive in and they find the van just parked somewhere with the, of course, no key because the guy used a screwdriver. I had the key. So patience, when you act upon patience and you try to be patient, people look at you like you're crazy. They're like, subhanAllah, you lost your house and you're not screaming, you know. You're supposed to be screaming, get out of your chest. You weren't in chest. You're supposed to keep it in your chest. Patience, taqwa. Naam, never. Of course, it's easy to be said, now we're talking about patience, but how many of us right now, he goes and finds a flat tire, or his window is smashed, what are you going to be doing? Now, first thing you can say, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that's it. Don't scream, get mad, ruin your day. No. See, patience is very important, especially in times of calamities. It makes your life easy. Likewise, patience allows you to achieve good manners, beautiful manners. وَمَتَى عَلِمَ الْعَبْدُ مَا فِي الطَّاعَاتِ مِنَ الْخَيْرَاتِ الْعَاجِلَةِ وَالْآجِلَةِ وَمَا فِي الْمَعَاصِ مِنَ الْأَضْرَارِ الْعَاجِلَةِ وَالْآجِلَةِ وَمَا فِي الصَّبْرِ عَلَى الْمَسَائِبِ مِنَ الثَّوَابِ الْجَزِيلِ وَالْأَجْرِ الْعَظِيمِ سَهُلَ الصَّبْرُ عَلَى النَّفْسِ. Now, of course, what's going to help us? Of course. You want to be patient to do these actions of obedience, and you want to be patient and fight your nafs that calling you to the haram, but how? The Shaykh, he says, knowledge is the key. You need to know what is the benefits of performing those actions of worship. The salat in its time, in the jama'ah, fasting, being dutiful to your parents, being nice to the people, to your neighbor. Forgive those who oppress you. Don't call them names because they send you a nasty text message, you send them an email and a text message. No, and a Twitter. No. You're patient. You're patient, man. They already doing something bad. We already have one person to deal with him. Now we have two? No. Now you send them a nice text message. May Allah forgive you, akhi. Watch out for yourself. Maybe what you say about me, it's in me. But still, this is not the way you do it. May Allah protect you, akhi, okay? Boom. That's what you want to send. If you know the great reward for these actions of obedience, then you're going to do it. And we give an example. It's sad that we have to involve money in this. If somebody bring you his nephew, 17 years old, he says, look, he's hard-headed. He has bad manners, bad mouth. He may even strike you. But look, I want him to spend some time with you because you're a good brother, mashallah. Alright? But look, he's going to call you names. He may even push you, put his hand on you, but look, whenever he calls you a bad name, I give you $1,000. If he put his hand on you, $10,000. But this with one condition. You always talk nice to him because I want him to be exposed to nice things. What would you do, Abdullah? If somebody need money, what would he do, Muhammad Moore? What would he do? Tell me.
He'll
let me more. Actually, you will wish if that boy said more. Because he'll be counting now. Because in the end of the day, the man says, how many times he hurt, he abused you? 35. Well, I just want to be nice. I don't want to hurt your wallet. Maybe it's more, maybe 70. He hit you? Oh, hit me. No, it's okay. Just pay me for the... No. He hit you? Yeah, maybe 15, 20. I don't know. I'm not sure. I lose count. And then he said to you, you didn't do anything? You didn't hit him? No. I shouldn't hit him. Why you shouldn't hit him? Is it because the reward from Allah? Or is it because of the... Because you that person, he wants to... Because he knows if he hit that boy, he's losing what? Everything, and he may even have a lawsuit on his. So, subhanAllah. One of us who really need money, he's like, hey, you have another nephew? You have a couple more, bring them. Right around. Huh? You have only one bad nephew? Bring them. Any nephew, anybody from your family, but you got the right guy. With a big smile. Why? Because now you're making the math. Oh man, one day, five, one of them, oh, I got 75,000. That's for one day. If five of them, five times 75, 10 of them, you're like, man, I can buy in 1 week, I buy 3 houses and rent them and the math. Dunya, we're good at the dunya. Very good at it. But look, this man is calling me names. I'm going to smile in his face. But we don't know. Do we know an ayah at that time that's supposed to come to your mind and tell you, hey, yes, you can call that man names. You can strike him in the face. But then the ayah tell you, no. Because there is a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amen. That's where it comes. Knowledge, akhwan. Likewise, sins. The nafs tell you to do what you want. It. You're burning inside. You want to do it yesterday, not just today. Some people do it. They just go ahead and do it. Why? No patience. And they don't know. Or maybe they know the evil consequences of that, but they don't pay it much attention. It ain't nothing. That's why sometimes they go and steal nothing. And they get themselves caught and they be in jail. Because they didn't care. They know that if he get caught, he's going to do some time. But they didn't. They're like, it's not going to happen. Until it happened to them. But others who really know what the jail is, and they don't want to spend 1 minute in it, they won't steal. Of course, those people will give an example. We Muslims, we don't steal anyway. Even if you go to a country that stealing is halal, is lawful. Somebody say, wow, nah, it's impossible. Homosexuality is permissible now. It's lawful. Zina is lawful. Drinking alcohol, you just have to be 17. Right? Huh? Yeah, 21, that's on the paper. A lot of people doing what they're 17. Alright? So that's okay. Just do it. Now, maybe sometime they're like, hey, stealing is haram, halal. Okay. They may like, as long as you don't steal more than $500 a day. Same thing. They say, drinking is halal as long as you don't drink DUI. What, like 0.7 or something? Huh? What is it? If it's 0.7, if they find 0.69, you can go home. 0.7, you get a ticket and you go in jail and stay in front of a judge facing DUI charges. Right, Abdul Majid? I ain't asking you been there, man. You think I've been there, man? We just hear stuff. May Allah protect all of us. Likewise, Ikhwan, if somebody really care about his family, about his license, about his job, he's like, no, he's not. I'm talking about the kuffar. He's not going to drink on a day and drive. Because he's a responsible person. But somebody who don't care, I don't care. So what's going to happen to me? We need to care, Ikhwan. When your nafs call you to do haram, you care about the consequences. Don't say, inshallah, I'm just going to do it and then inshallah make tawbah after that. No, it doesn't work like that. قال الشيخ وإذا كان أهل الدنيا يهون عليهم الصبر على المشقات العظيمة لتحصيل حطامها فكيف لا يهون على المؤمن الموفق الصبر على ما يحبه الله لحصول ثمراته سبحان الله. The Sheikh says, look, patience play a big role for the people who sit in dunya. They tired, they beat up. He's still standing over there because there is more customers in the line, right or wrong. He wants to go, he wants to pack, and he's so tired, sleepy, didn't sleep for days. But why he's still there in the market? Why? Money is still coming in. He gotta look for patience deeply. He dig deep for more patience. Somebody says, let's go, it's enough. His wife, it's enough. You want to go? Go. I'm here. The Shaykh says, subhanAllah, why can't the believer find, dig more for some patience in a time to do actions of worship and stay away from the haram? You're going to find that patience in you. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ قَالَ الشَّيْخُ وَمَتَى صَبَرَ الْعَبْدُ لِلَّهِ مُخْلِصًا فِي صَبْرِهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ مَعَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ بِالْعَوْنِ وَالتَّوْفِيقِ وَالتَّأْيِيدِ وَالتَّسْدِيدِ. He said, now you have to have sincerity, you have to have ikhlas now. You gotta know this. You gotta say, look, I'm a servant of Allah. I'm commanded to do things and I'm commanded to stay away from others. And this is what's gonna get me in the Jannah, inshallah. Yes, it's not gonna be easy. My nafs is gonna tell me, Fajr, it's okay, you pray, don't pray, fast, don't fast. I said, no, I got to pray, I gotta fast, I gotta be nice to my parents. I gotta guard my eyes, my tongue, my ears. Patience. Aina. Says when you have this ikhlas and you're strong in it and you want it, you're working hard for it, tawfiq is from Allah. Allah will assist you and help you. ثم قال الشيخ اللهم وفقنا للقيام بحق هذا الشهر وطهرنا من وحر الصدر وألبسنا فيه حلل اليقين والصبر. The Sheikh Al-Mikdai said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and grant us success and aid us and help us to get a great benefit from this blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah purify our souls and polish our hearts, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adorn us with the descriptions and the characteristics of the muttaqin, and one of them is patience. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.